Welcome to Home Health Revealed, where we share real stories from industry leaders about home health, palliative, and hospice care. Brought to you by Velocity. Grow your home health or hospice agency with the power of Velocity. Velocity's easy-to-read coding and revenue cycle dashboards let you grab your cup of coffee and quickly see the health of your organization.
You know, Hannah, I'm really excited about today's episode. I always get excited about a lot of episodes, but you know, this one was one that we haven't done where we're talking about back office. I think this is a very important conversation. I think a lot of companies struggle with back office, right? Especially in a remote setting, right? And so, you know, we had found Chris with CallMax Solutions, and we're going to share with y'all, the audience today, about, you know, what they do, how they can help. And I think you're going to get a lot of out of this conversation.
They're going to talk with us about how centralizing the back office solutions can really drive efficiency, boost compliance, and set the business up to be acquired or just for long-term success. So I can't wait for our audience to hear. Let's dive in.
To the Home Health Revealed podcast, I'm your host, Mike Greenlee. And like always, Hannah Vale is with me. Hannah, what's up?
Hey, everyone. Well, we are thrilled to bring you another episode today packed with insights for industry leaders, back office teams today, and anyone passionate about delivering exceptional care, which we know this is an audience who does that. But today we're going to be talking about a topic that's critical for growing agencies, how to scale smart through centralized processes. So we are joined today by Christopher Mojica, the COO of CallMax Solutions, a healthcare BPO company that's been supporting post-acute care agencies for over 12 years, where he leads strategic operations and oversees service delivery across the company's global outsourcing network. With a background in process optimization and client success, Chris brings over a decade of experience scaling high-performance teams and driving operational excellence. He is known for his hands-on leadership style. He is passionate about helping clients transform their back office and customer support functions through smart, human-first outsourcing. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Michael. I'm excited to be here and share how we're helping different types of healthcare agencies grow efficiently while staying compliant and staying client-focused.
Now, Chris, for all those that don't know, CallMax provides back-office support, scheduling, billing, and there's a lot more that it does, acting as an extension of the client's team, staff, and so forth. So as we unpack all this, how does centralizing these processes transform, you know, mid and small size agencies?
So a lot of these smaller companies, smaller agencies face problems on a daily basis. As they're growing their businesses, they're not sure what direction to look in, how to approach it, what the best approach even is. So what we do here at CallMax and in general is we consult as well as provide this back office support. So a lot of ownership is working in the business every day instead of working on their business. So they create these bottlenecks for themselves, things falling through the cracks, not implementing these proper processes and having the people to perform the processes creates a very chaotic environment. They're answering phones, they're screening calls, they're scheduling visits, they're trying to get more business. And as they're trying to do everything, they're losing that ability to scale their businesses. That's what we try and help provide.
Chris, let's start with the reality that you talked about a little bit that agencies face all the time. We often hear from smaller mom and pop, if you will, shops that they're juggling too many hats, intake, scheduling, billing, and all the while trying to grow. So what challenges do you see when agencies lack those standardized processes?
They're not sure what direction they're going in, and it's not their fault. You know, they're trying to create a great company, they're trying to help people, and they're trying to make money at the same time. And that oftentimes creates confusion with people. So when they're not setting themselves up correctly, they face these, they're hitting the wall on a daily basis. So they don't know what they need. Because let's say you're starting a company, you start off with 5 cases, very small, in the small range. You have these intimate relationships with all these cases that you start off with. And that's an amazing thing. It has that care, that love, that affection that people want towards their patients. Yeah. But it doesn't allow them to service on a larger scale or really grow.
Yeah, you know, scaling is tough, right? You know, it's like when you start out, you know, it's almost like it's okay if there's a few mistakes, right? So I want to dive into the scalability piece because I seem to relate to this piece because as we continue to grow, there's always like, you got to make sure that as you scale, everybody's on the same page, right? So how does standardizing processes help post-acute agencies scale and scale effectively, especially when they move beyond that 25 case threshold?
Standardization is that backbone of growth. It allows ownership to eliminate the guesswork that they're doing on a daily basis. It allows them to be set up so that they're not having to deal with these small pieces every single day. From patients to onboarding to billing, everything needs to be seamless. Like you just said, it's a very good point. That 5% doesn't affect people in the back of their minds when they're starting off. But as you're growing, that 5% can really affect what you're able to do, what you're able to provide. It's also very hard to find the people for these roles. I face this in a lot of urban environments that we're in all over the country, where you need bilingual support, bilingual employees, in order to support these populations. Finding the right person is very difficult. Something else that people face a lot is they hire somebody. We all face this challenge. I'm sure Hannah has. I'm sure Michael has. I'm sure everyone listening has. Where it's hard to find the right person to fit into these positions. You're not sure if they have this expertise when you meet them in an interview. You can ask them 10, 20, 30 questions, but until they're sitting in the seat, you don't really know what's coming at you. Call in sick one day. Don't show up the next day. Come in late the next day. When you know you have this backbone behind you and this is all standardized in terms of one set process that's constantly rolling, you have to check in on it because, of course, every owner needs to check in on everything in their business. But you don't need to be looking at it 24/7 and worried if Hannah Vale is really doing her job every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are and you doing your job every day, Hannah Vale?
I mean, I have my days.
Right.
Better than others. I shine every day, Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
But seriously, though, it's so true what you're saying, right? You meet somebody in an interview. You don't know if they have, I like to call it give a rip, right? When the rubber meets the road, do they have the grit? Do they have what it takes to be that critical thinker? But you're saying take away a lot of those variables and you have these standardized processes, which provides the predictability that they need to handle the volume without sacrificing the quality within their business. So it's that foundation that's going to build your support down the line as you're centralizing all of these things. And I love that because, you know, we talk about predictability a lot. Predictability is a growth enabler. It's almost like giving agencies a roadmap to scale without burning out.
Being able to foresee your needs into the future is one of the most important things in the business. And I'm not here to promise that any company, that any consultant can really predict all your needs going forward. That would be selling a fantasy.
Sure.
But what I can speak to is the fact that if you know some of the things of what you need, what to expect, being prepared for an audit if you get it, making sure that compliance is one of the most important things in the healthcare industry across the board. And that's another thing that we're very involved in. It's a help that we have a staff that already knows these things. You know, this is all we do. I like to tell people that even though our niche market is healthcare, our business really is focused on the people, making sure that we know that they have the information needed to support the companies that we support. So we're not doing that guesswork that sometimes ownership on a smaller level is doing on a daily basis. This, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? We try and take that load off.
Yeah, compliance is such a big piece of that puzzle. What role do you see centralizing back office operations play in keeping those agencies compliant as they grow?
Compliance is non-negotiable.
I like how you say audit.
What?
You have an audit.
You're making me very self-conscious about my New
York accent. I love it. I love it.
I wish I had Michael's accent. See, if you have Michael's accent in New York, you know, you're a superstar. With my accent in the South, I'm a superstar. So it's a reverse effect.
Right.
When you centralize with a back office team that's already familiar with all these processes needed for compliance, it takes a lot of that load off. We're able to track your deadlines, manage documentation, flag issues before you walk into one of those dreaded audits. You can expand without worrying about payments being made on time, your needs being hit. That's something very important. Redundancy is extremely important in compliance. Making sure that there is more people looking into this as you're growing.
Yeah, so seems somewhat as a safety net. That seem about right?
Exactly. Because even though we're doing back office outsourcing support, we're giving employees, at Colmax, we offer a lot more than that. There's an entire support team that's constantly available for these companies to answer questions, to check on things. We're trying to help companies grow because the more companies grow, the more we can grow with them. So it's a mutual symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. Is there a part in the post-acute space, particularly, that you see companies kind of get hung up?
I feel that billing, a lot of these smaller companies get very hung up on the billing aspect of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to outsource their billing. That's one of the major things I see day to day. It's also that client relationship for these smaller agencies that they're facing. When they're used to having the owner themselves call these patients on a daily basis, making that transition into having a staff member do it can be very shocking for the families of these patients. And that's probably the primary thing I'm dedicated to, is that patient relationship, patient success.
Yeah, and it's a small piece of investment for great return on the RCM if you outsource. All right, so Chris, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. Appreciate everything you've helped us prepare for, up to this point. But we got a lot of listeners here, and when you're thinking about the future, right? I mean, man, gosh, the power if we could predict the future, right? But even if we think about exit strategy, you know, Chris, how does centralizing operations, with agencies, how's that help when you got an M&A firm or somebody's looking to acquire you or targets that are looking to acquire you? How does that help?
This is probably my favorite question you ask, because we go through this probably 2 or 3 times a year with our smaller clients. It's very important when a company goes in to look at your business, having clean books, most important thing, not something that we're involved in. But beyond that, they're looking to make sure that your company can meld well with the other companies in their portfolio, that it's not going to be a difficult merger. So when you have all these processes set up and everyone's doing the same thing, all the questions are able to be answered fluidly, it makes these acquisitions a lot easier, makes you a more attractive target. It would be like comparing it to somebody going in to buy a convenience store or somebody going in to buy a chain of 3 delis that have the same outlook, the same setup, the same, when you walk in, the same feel. You know, for purchasers, for investors, having that attractive quality is very important, even more so sometimes than the profit you're making. Because I've seen companies making a lot of profit, but behind the doors, they're extremely disorganized. And when the companies come in to purchase them and they start unpacking that box, it opens a whole door of headaches.
Yeah, that's fascinating, isn't it? It's almost like, I mean, you've got to prep the agency to hand off the keys with confidence, knowing that next purchaser can just turn the car right on and drive it, or hopefully.
I mean, it's not only that, because some of the employees are being outsourced, because these processes are organized, it does become attractive because they're not worried about this particular employee jumping ship the second the company is sold. They're not worried about Michael getting scared when he sees the company is being sold and starts applying to 10 different jobs. They know that there is a backbone there, that operations will continue through negotiations, through purchase, even after. So it is an attractive quality.
One last big question before we wrap up. Chris, what would you say to an agency owner hesitant about outsourcing their back office? So maybe they're worried about losing control.
Everything is about transparency. It's a very important thing for us. I never tell an owner of a business that this is their baby. They treat this, they grew this, they treated this like their life depended on it, because in most cases it did. This is their well-being. Yeah. So when I speak to them, I'm not trying to tell them to hand me the keys, trust me blind, and roll with it. I like to start small. I have meetings with these. I try to treat myself and my team, all of these companies, as if it's our company. We're always available 24/7, which is another benefit to outsourcing part of these processes, is that we're available to you round the clock. There's never a question unanswered. We make sure that they feel comfortable before scaling ourselves up in their business. We don't walk in and tell them to have their reception, their billing, their coordination, their scheduling, all with us. We do it piece by piece in order to make them feel more comfortable to do a bigger handoff.
Yeah, definitely more of a partnership, right?
Yeah.
You know, because here at HealthRev, I hate the word vendor. Oh, I just get the creepies, you know, because we truly want to partner with them, which means we need to understand, you know, every facet of their business, what their future is, where they're at today, where they want to go, how we can help, you know, be the vehicle to get them to where they want to be. And so relationships are big on us too. I mean, we're available all the time as well. And, you know, I'm just like with us, you know, getting to know them better, you know, you can also look at processes and say, okay, here's how it can tie in better with, you know, maybe some of our solutions of what you're really wanting to accomplish. So I think that's really good.
Everything's a partnership. And most of our clients that we work with have been with us for over 5 years, over 6 years. They don't really leave because, not to sound, you know, cheesy, quote unquote, but it is like a family, especially when you're dealing with smaller agencies. You know, it's a first name basis. It's not a billing department calling you about your bill, or they know the employee is working for them. That relationship is the most important foundation to any growth of any business. You know, we scale together. Same with HealthRev. It's the same. It's a similar model where you're hoping these companies grow, because as they grow, you grow with them.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you've given us so much to think about, you know, standardization, compliance, acquisitions, and then overcoming the hurdle that is outsourcing, right? The trust factor, the transparency, the building a relationship that's more of like that family. So thank you for breaking all of that down so clearly. You know, we've appreciated having our listeners get to hear more about you and about CallMax Solutions.
My pleasure, Hannah and Michael. I'm excited to see how this resonates with your audience.
Yeah. So Chris, let me ask you this. Do you have a story, just a brief, small little story of an agency that kind of everything we talked about of, you know, where they were, where they are today, and maybe one or two strong impacts of what your organization has done to get them over that hump? Because, you know, sometimes I feel like, you remember whoop-de-doos? Did you ever do motorcycle riding?
I have not.
Okay. So like on the track, they got little whoop-de-doos, like little speed bumps, you know, they go over a bunch of them, right?
Is that serious with like what they're called?
Yeah, whoop-de-doos. You never heard?
I've never.
Whoop-de-doo. It's a whoop-de-doo. But okay. here's what's crazy about the whoop-de-doo. All right. And actually, I may just continue to say that word today, whoop-de-doo. But Chris, you know this more than anybody. It's, you know, when you're climbing that little whoop-de-doo, just a little mound, it's a lot bigger of a challenge than what you think. And, you know, we talk to a lot of agencies and we're helping them grow and scale. You know, we always talk about, we have to look at three pillars. We got to look at your clinical, your financial, and your operational, because if we change one, we have to say to ourselves, did we affect the other two? And that's where I see where a lot of agencies, really all businesses can make a big mistake, is that they make one change here, but they don't consider the other two pillars that are big components of their business. And so then when they feel like maybe they made a big leap here, now they got two more gaps over here. That makes sense?
Makes perfect sense. Just to come back around to your question, I'll give you a quick, you know, anecdote. So we work with a lot of small companies, but there was a particular one. Can't use names, obviously, because if we have NDAs with all of our clients, that's very important to us.
Right.
But in the tri-state area, where they had started with a small number of cases, and we grew with them. They were growing with us little by little, little by little. And they kept hitting these roadblocks, even with us. I have to be very open about it. They had that same resistance to handing over certain parts of their business. So they had a lot of support in terms of the coordination, the scheduling piece of it, Michael, like we talked about earlier.
Yep.
But that compliance piece was the piece that was missing. Mm-hmm. And they kept getting hit. They didn't trust anyone even to audit, even to help. They wanted to handle it all on their own. And they kept hitting the same roadblock over and over and over again with audits and hitting the wall. Until finally, we were able to break through that barrier with them. It took us a while. I actually had to get involved personally, speak to the client myself, do some of the work myself to make them feel that it wasn't such a handoff. But once we jumped that roadblock, they were able to grow, or that whoop-de-doo, like Michael just mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, once we were able to go over that, we were able to build with them even further, and they were eventually acquired.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I think what you've shared with us today has been amazing. Yeah. We always love to be able to introduce companies that do some amazing work to help, you know, companies grow and scale. I know you starting this company, same passion of wanting to see companies grow and scale, but you know, let's say some of our listeners, they wanted to know more about you, know about your company and what you do, get a better feel. Hey, is this a company that maybe can help us get over that whoop-de-doo? Yeah. How can they get a hold of you, Chris?
So you know, our website, colmaxsolutions.com. My email is c.mojica@colmaxsolutions.com. And you can also reach out to our business development department, which is bd@colmaxsolutions.com. I look forward to even just speaking to your audience. I'm not saying just in terms of getting business, but I would love to sit down, consult with them, speak to them, because there are things that could be eye-opening, seeing challenges, seeing how we approach processes, to see if we can help them face some of those challenges.
Good. I need you to meet with Hannah. Here's the deal. I have come, as I get older, I think I get a little bit more mature, a little wiser, maybe. My wife might disagree with that. But I think there's a lot of power for all those listening, that if there are some challenges, you know, in your scaling, maybe in some compliance, you know, everything that we've kind of talked about, you know, I always want to make it known that it costs you nothing for a conversation, right? And it may be that one conversation that changes the game versus not having that conversation. So, you know, a lot of people call me, I don't want to take the call because I know they're trying to probably sell me something, but yet I find myself still taking those calls because even if it's not a right fit, I can learn something from it. And so I just encourage everybody, if you're in a situation where you believe CallMax can help you, just to have a conversation to feel more about what they can do. You know, maybe it's a good fit, maybe it's not, who knows, but at least have the conversation. And Chris, we know you guys have a reputable company. You treat people just like you would want to be treated. And we really appreciate that about you. We appreciate you and being on the call, taking time out of your day to hang out with us on a podcast, right?
My pleasure.
You know, one of these days we'll give away some of these really nice microphones because I love this bad boy. You know what I mean? Makes me feel important.
Just appreciated the New York accent on this. I think this is our very first podcast that has a New York accent.
Really?
Can you think of any others?
I've never been to New York, so I need to go.
Well, you visited today. So
that's it.
Before we finish.
You got a small taste of what New York sounds like.
Yeah,
it's great. I love it. To our listeners, please subscribe wherever you listen. So Spotify, Apple, Amazon, or YouTube. And join us next time for more insights to elevate your agency. See you all soon.
All right, bye.